Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. We're going to be putting a great spotlight on the Southwest. Wonderful things going on in and around the Four Corners. And the spotlight tonight is going to shine on Phoenix. The name of our show tonight is Women Entrepreneurs Game On. We're going to be talking about an exciting event coming up in Phoenix on May 7th called Women Entrepreneurs Small Business Bootcamp. Like, do you not love that? It tells everything to me. It's for serious small business entrepreneurs. Let's do it, women. It's being hosted by the National Association of Women Business Owners Phoenix Chapter. Please join me in welcoming the one and only Jackie Wasolek, president of Splash Meat Printing and Marketing and Boot Camp Master Trainer. And did I mention wonderful friend and mentor to Mrs. Green? Welcome, Jackie.
I love you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you, Mrs. Green.
The one thing we knew when we set this show up is like we just might have to like adjust the fun meter because it might go into the too much fun category.
So there is that risk.
There is. But we will do content. We will do good content so that NABO says we are the boot camp champions. And I do have a serious question, and you are a successful and well-respected business owner in Phoenix and the greater Phoenix metropolitan area, which is vast, millions of people, and you're also a big believer in and past president of the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners, NABO. And to me, as a business owner, there are so many things that could pull us in their direction. But NABO has you, and has you as a leader and as a mentor. Why NABO? Why put your energy into this organization?
You know, when I bought my business in 2009, there are a million choices, right? One of the reasons I chose NABO, I found the women to be so collaborative. I felt like I was at home. And really, it says it all in its mission. NABO is an organization which works to strengthen the wealth-creating capacity of our members, promote economic development, create innovative and effective changes in the business culture, and build strategic alliances. And then the frosting on the cake. NABO has been around for 40 years and has the ability to transform public policy and influence many opinion makers because of its national scope and then right back down to the local scope. So those are important reasons to put my time and energy into an organization that's really helping women entrepreneurs gain parity in this world.
And it's a big net. And what I love about what you just read, which I admit I have not, and I hear great things about NABO from you and our Grow Your Biz group, a peer advisory group that I'm a member of in Phoenix, is that is what I call an integration of thought. They do want you to make money. Who is in business to lose money? They want to do it through collaborative ways. They want to really impact other things besides their own small business. They realize they're part of a greater community. And I love that piece. I mean, that's really important.
Yeah, it was born out of a thing where women business owners could not get funding. And so a bill was passed that without a co-signer, we couldn't get funding. That passed in the 80s. Good grief. That's recent history. So
it's really scary to think that that's still the case. So what about the bottom line question? And I think I know the answer, but I would never put you on the spot. Is this a group that really helps grow your business? They do business with each other? Because sometimes there's leads groups, and it's not so much. Is this one where the women who are in it are committed to really supporting each other's businesses?
Yeah, they actually just started a new campaign, Stop and Think. And so, you know, stop and think. Who are you doing business with? What are you buying today? You know, you're reaching women make 90% of the business of or consumer choices, right, for our sustainable world and for just everyday living. And so you're reaching women who buy all day, every day. So it's a great place to be, and we do support each other. And I think the education piece is maybe even more important than that. You don't feel like you're doing this by yourself.
And you know me. I mean, when you said that, the tagline for my national show is, we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to.
And to exactly.
Me, that, I mean, Jackie, that message is, do stop and think. Because the power of the purse is everything. I mean, there is so much good news. Actually, believe me, everybody, press pause. There is some good news out there in the world. It might be hard to believe. But we're doing things like, you know, the DARK Act, which was going to forbid states to have GMO labeling. It was going to say you cannot have GMO labeling. I mean, like, can you really put your head around that? It failed.
Crazy.
It did not pass in the Senate. And that is because people mobilized. So stop and think. Think local. Think women business owners. The power of the purse, I call it. You never hear anybody say the power of the wallet. It's the power of the purse because
it is.
Women do make decisions. You know,
we make them.
We do. Yep. Chapman is one of my wonderful clients. And I ask the car dealerships all the time, at the end of the day, who makes the decision about what car to buy? And guess what the answer is?
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
It's not the men. There's a little hint. So,
exactly.
Okay, so let's really talk, get some meat into, this is really an exciting event coming up in May 7th, and Mrs. Green's World Team will be out in force.
I know, but I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, too. And it's called Women Entrepreneurs Small Business Boot Camp. First of all, I want to know who thought that up. It's so timely, so meaningful. It's like, I get it. This is going to be about some really intensive networking, connections. It's going to be worth your time if you're calling it a boot camp.
Exactly. It's no theory, no, you know, it's philosophy, no fluff. It's down-to-earth practical ammunition so that you can build your business. So some of our speakers are amazing, and one of them I just love, Helen High Heels. How do we collaborate? How do we, you know, get that gender gap?
Is that
equalized?
What the name of it is?
It is.
Oh, I'm going to love it. Hell in High Heels?
Okay. Hell in High Heels.
I love it. I love it.
Yep.
And talk about a little bit about, we are really, it's another area where there's so much we could go to, so many booths we could man. What are some of the things that set this apart?
You know, it's set apart because, number one, it is a fun event. It's been in the Valley for 12 years.
I love
people
that
are
answer.
Very, I know. And you walk away feeling good instead of feeling drained. And I am all about energy, as you are, Mrs. Green.
Yes, so, yes.
You know, it is the energy that's created that helps me propel forward, right? If I go home and go, blah, never going to use any of this, what's the point of spending that time? I've got
a whole day, you know, exactly.
A whole day. And you're going to meet some of the most incredible women and smart men that you've ever met in your life. You're going to get some practical information, and you're going to have fun at the end of the day. You're going to say, wow, this was a blast. So,
and it matters. And I think we should say the details a couple of times because it's May 7th at the Embassy Suites in Scottsdale. It's from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., so you're really going to work us, and I can't wait. Kelly and I are ready to, it's like game on, as I said. What about, let's highlight a couple of areas. For example, what opportunities will there be to network? Is there going to be the meat of the conference? Are there going to be exhibitors? And I know about networking at your table and about lunch, but what are the networking opportunities? There are going to be hundreds of successful business owners.
Correct. We're expecting up to 300, maybe a little bit more than that. And we're starting with a morning blast-off, and that blast-off is going to be our very own Kristen Slice and Nancy Sanders, who is now serving as president. Yes. And if you know them, they're great together, and we're doing a talk show host sort of format. So we'll have a couple of special guests and an opportunity in that session to really meet some great people. Then our keynote speaker, Joan Kerber-Walker, is amazing. She's going to share the secret sauce to having it all, right? They say you can't have it all. You can. Maybe not all at once, but you can have it all. And then we have local celebrity Heidi Fogelsong in the afternoon. She's a local personality, small business owner now. She's building your empire where content is queen. She's worked in the media for years, and she is going to do a very interactive presentation, which tables will be working hard together with each other to produce results that they can walk away with for their business.
So tangible things, really tangible,
tangible
things.
Tangible. Get noticed, known, and called upon. Felicia Davis does a wonderful thing of how to get recognized as a speaker in your expertise, in your area of expertise. Amy Rosner, she's doing brain-boosting fun. How do we keep this brain creative? How do we solve problems? How do we get a team to work with us to be productive?
You know, it's, when I read about it, and I was excited from the first time you introduced it to me, it is like a B12 shot. And as I don't care, man, woman, whatever, business owner,
right,
you need your energy boost. You need to be come up with innovative ideas, get introduced to things that are working for other people. And I loved that you address not just what it is going to be, but when you said no theory, no philosophy, no fluff, I don't want to hear that anymore. Because
no, I can be inspired.
Yes, I want to hear natural, I mean, you know, really practical is the word I'm looking for, ideas
exactly
about what I can do to pump up my business, spice up my business. Maybe it's as simple as wearing high heels. I don't know. Hell on wheels, hell in high heels. I'm liking that. And it's like, that could be the possibility. So let's talk about who would you say, if there is the ideal candidate for considering coming, who should be looking at this and saying, I'm going to make it happen. This is for my business. Is there a profile of who should be coming?
You know, the startup stage is not who we normally market to, although there are a few sessions. Are you out of your mind? You know,
answer to that big, in our case, yes. Okay.
Right. There's a big difference between wanting to do something and being able to earn a living doing it.
Right.
So yes, there will be a session or two for that startup business and the ability to learn from really seasoned professionals. But really that middle of the road entrepreneur, that one who has been in business for 2 to 3 years and is growing or just has reached a point where, okay, next step, what's
yeah,
the next
I'm stuck.
Step?
I'm stuck. Yes.
Or even, man, maybe I am out of my mind for doing this, right? I don't have anyone else to talk to regarding the fact that today I had so much self-doubt. I was ready to just, you know, go off and teach yoga somewhere in Costa Rica, right?
Right. And then, of course, when that happens, we all have this code. Just dial this code because we're all joining you. Because who doesn't have
exactly.
this? Who doesn't have
do not
days?
Do this alone.
That's right. This is not a single act of bravery. There's 10 of us on the plane.
Correct.
Yes.
And bring your cards.
Right. Yes, please. We can just bloom where you are planted.
Exactly. So, you know, it is. It's really for those of us who, especially being an entrepreneur, there's days that are lonely. And this is really a place to connect with others who are thinking as crazy as you are some days.
That's right.
Right?
It's like it's this. We're all in the same nut house together.
Right.
Jackie, what about things like that? You know, that I hear this all the time, that 60% of reservations are made from a mobile device, that 60% of this, everything is gone to the internet or to your iPad or to your iPhone or your Droid. Will there be some things that will help us that are interested? Like I'm an online, you know, I'm a podcast. I am.
Yep.
I'm so much more than a podcast, but Mrs. Green's World is a podcast. Will there be some things for us to help us get better results from our online marketing and ways to get our word out there?
Absolutely. And, you know, those are the two most asked for conference
content. Yeah.
So,
So
Marsha Bench is going to be there. Get more leads and sales online fast. 4-step process. Very simple, easy ways to mine the hidden gold online. There's Lorraine Bosset-Smith, she's doing Close the Sale at Hello. So, you know, it's all about getting those sales. You know, when women do well, the whole world does better. We are better for our families. We're better for our communities. We really do share the wealth when we do make the wealth, right?
And we're open with our ideas and want to help each other. It just comes naturally.
Yep.
It's really true. I do believe that.
Yeah.
Very, very
and
much
I say,
so.
Yeah, there's lots of smart men, and I always want to put everything I say with an and. It's
yes.
not an or. It's not a, you know, female or male. It's female and male. So just want to make that clear. This is, event is really a great place for smart men. They will also walk away with great, great ideas. And we even have a speaker this year that's a male, and it's so much fun to see the nine speakers for the day. And we've put a little diversity into the program by having a male speaker for one of the sessions.
And it's important that you mention that, because there are great partnerships, and there are wonderful men out there that have helped me incredibly along the way with my business and given me great advice. So it's not just for it's the male and female side, more in balance is what I would say, a much more balanced perspective.
Yep.
So in terms of opportunities, can people still get an exhibit table? And can they, I mean, attending, we're going to give information about how to do it, but are there opportunities still for people to exhibit their businesses? I mean, we're going to be there. I wouldn't think of missing it as we enter into the Phoenix market.
It is. It's going to be a blast. And yes, there are tables, and they are really, really a nice table, 6 foot. You get your lunch and your snacks with that. You get registration. You get a lot of promotion in our promotions in the next couple of months. And yes, I think you will be selling to a crowd that's buying. So it's very worthwhile having a table, and we welcome that opportunity.
And that's one of the things you said to me, for a crowd that will be buying, buying ideas, buying relationships, really getting engaged, and people know that it is. So let's talk about one of the just most basic of things. How much does it cost if you just want to go?
It's so inexpensive for a whole day. It's $99.
You've got to be kidding me.
Registration. Yeah. The price is going up after April 15th. Once you know you're getting a tax refund, it'll be $119.
It's going to be $100 after that. Just kidding.
$119, yeah, exactly. No, we should reduce the price, right?
But talk about an investment in your future for
$99.
I mean, it's a really good idea. So after April 15th, it'll be $119. And
correct.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say grab some girlfriends, grab some friends that you care about, to continue education. I mean, if you take continuing education credit, it's a lot more than that. So is there going to be an opportunity, and I didn't even think of asking you this, is there going to be an opportunity for people to sell their books?
Yes.
I know someone who wrote a book.
Do you? All right. I know somebody, too. It's really a good book.
I didn't even think of that. I can sell my book up there, maybe. I'm going to find
out
about that.
You can. On your exhibit table. Yes, please do. At your table. You're welcome to do that. All of the speakers, there is an area where the speakers will be selling their books so that people can have an opportunity to expand upon the knowledge that they
and have it signed by the author, which is
and have it
special.
Signed by the author, which
I love that.
Is amazing.
I mean, I love signing, and I love when someone signs it. It seems it puts like a special energy on there, so I love
it
that
does.
Part too.
And then I can't give those books away either. They stay in my
I know. I
bookshelf
look,
forever.
Oh, she signed that. Sometimes I lend it. I think it's worth it to talk about the raffle. And the reason I brought that up, I put it in my notes to remember, because there will be a raffle there. And this is such a good thing. There's an organization called the Women's Enterprise Foundation, WEF. And
correct.
You want to tell us a little bit about that and what their mission is and why we're going to want to buy raffle tickets?
Well, the Women's Enterprise Foundation is a 501c3, and it's a charitable arm of NABO. And we raise money to pay for NABO memberships and to pay for grants for our members. So perhaps it's a small $500 that would really push them over the edge with a piece of equipment. They can apply for a grant to get that. They can apply as a startup business. What a great thing to have a membership to NABO, where you have access to relationships that you would never have access to. We've got some of our NABO members are amazing members. They've done very well. We've got speakers like Michelle Reagan, our Secretary of State. We have Kyrsten Sinema who comes and speaks to our group. So people that are really engaged in the community and can really help us with our businesses, you will have those relationships. And as a startup, we all know money can be tight.
And so, $500 when you're starting out can make a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can buy a printer. I mean,
exactly.
Things like that, that it's just the little bit between getting someone to the next step when every penny counts.
When it counts.
Yes. And if you're a business owner, every penny always seems to count, if you ask me. Maybe I'm not sure if it does to Bill Gates, but I think he's a very brilliant business owner, to say the least. Jackie, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the sponsors? Because it takes a village, and you have some sponsors. And I thought it would be nice to ask you, we are a media sponsor, Mrs. Green's World. We'll
you
be
are.
Doing our part to promote it. But talk about some of the other people that said, I love this. I want to be a part of it. I'm going to help make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, you know, our designing women who do all of the floral arrangements for that day that make it beautiful. We have Phoenix Business Journal, who is doing two wonderful ads for us. We have Money Radio, which will, another radio show that is really interested in the economic development of
Great.
Women and men. Hollister Design Group, we've got someone who is actually donating all of the design that we need. So just millions of people make this event what it is.
Literally.
It's a
really big group of people. And I mean, prestigious organizations like the Phoenix Business Journal that everybody as a business owner always wants a mention in. I can tell you that right now.
Exactly. So, who doesn't want to be in there, open up on Friday and say, I'm here.
And buy 20 copies. And it's true.
Exactly.
I mean, it's got really some juice and some market force. And I think it's important, when you first showed me, I looked at the brochure and I said, I want my logo on that brochure because of the company I'll be keeping. That's
exactly.
When you know it's really a success, when the sponsors are of that level. Now, what about the speakers' reception? Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, the speakers' reception, what we have found in the past is everyone is buzzing, even at 4 o'clock when the day is over.
Yes.
They're just buzzing. And so it's been really fun to have a few drinks. We put out a spread of beautiful cheeses and small desserts, and we just get to be eyeball to eyeball with the speakers. We get to talk about what was talked about. We get to just kind of wind down with our friends, right? And the hotel is actually offering another special for us, which is really great, $149 if you want to spend the night at Embassy Suites, which was formerly Chaparral Suites, which a lot of people in Phoenix are familiar with. They've just done a major remodel, and to get $149 this time of year is really a fabulous offer also.
No kidding.
So if you really want to stay and have a good time.
Because your feet feel like hell in high heels.
Exactly.
And I think that's something we should look at, because we don't want to be traveling down the road to Phoenix. I mean, to Tucson.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think it's really important that we iterate. This is going to be literally an arsenal of ideas and practical ammunition to help you face your most difficult business challenges. And I will tell you this, Jackie, what I love about the end of that is you're right. I don't like it when I go somewhere and it's 5 o'clock and the hotel is kicking us out and they're sending up for the next event. It gives me angst and agita, because I'm from back east. I get agita. So it's like, come on, I don't want to go. And then, okay, well, can you take it outside? And they're, you know, literally, and I understand. I always understand, because they're doing another thing. But to allow time to where some of, it's like the female version of the golf course, where you get to come and spend time and have
and
a glass of wine or two
nightfall.
And have some authentic conversations. And, you know, it's funny, but I think you know this because you are a dear friend, but I'm having one of the best years since Mrs. Green's World started. And Kelly and I are talking about why. And it's really because of clarity in what our offer is. And we've been evolving. And to be able to go to something like this and to test your elevator speech, to get authentic feedback about the clarity that you believe you have about your business, that's what I love about the exhibitor table. So it'll be an opportunity to be out there in the market. And women will tell the truth. It's not a big bunch of games. It's like,
no, it isn't.
Yes. What
you will meet is, the most authentic women you've met in your life, too. There is no airs about all of us. We are definitely a group who wants to help each other and show up authentically.
I'm really excited. So, everybody, it's Saturday, May 7th, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Embassy Suites in Scottsdale, which is 5000 North Scottsdale Road, such an easy place to get to. It's $99. Or if you register now, by April 15th, it'll be $119. What a bargain. And I think it's really important that we talk about where you can find more information. It's womensbusinessbootcamp.com. Or I'm going to repeat the number twice, 602-828-1177, 602-828-1177. And if you're listening to this in your car on iHeartRadio or a podcast or whatever, you can always contact Gina at Mrs. Green's World or Kelly at Mrs. Green's World, and we're always happy to help. And I'm going to do a quick shout out about our two upcoming shows, and then Jackie, anything else that you want to say that we may have missed, you're going to get the last 2 minutes. But on April 2nd, very powerful show on Mrs. Green's World National Radio Show. Dominique Browning, and it's Moms Clean Air Force, a arm of the Environmental Defense Fund. And I will tell you this, it's all about why our children have the right to breathe clean air, which we are not breathing, by the way. And then on April 5th, another good show, Down to Earth, Judith Simmons from Goodwill. They're one of my favorite clients. Why thrifting matters, not just for saving money and getting good deals and you know, shopping on a budget, but why it matters to the planet in the bigger picture of the first R, which is reduce, reuse, and then recycle. So it's going to be some great shows. So Jackie, you get it, girl. You go, girl.
I do. Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity. And honestly, I'm so looking forward to Saturday, May 7th.
Me too.
Make it a treat for all of us and make it a great day.
And the other thing is, the little shout out I'd like to do is sometimes we all just say, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I have so much on, you know, on my plate. I gave a lot of thought. We're coming up from Tucson. We're probably going to come up the night before actually and see if they'll give us that $149.
Yes, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. To get up there and to be on at 7 o'clock to maximize it. And women have a tendency to put themselves last. And I'm not stereotyping. Yeah. It's how we show up in the world. And to me, give yourself a day of education and motivation. Give yourself a chance to strengthen your people skills and build relationships. Yeah. Make new friendships. It's like I said, it really is a B12 shot.
Yeah, and you won't be sorry. We actually, one of our exhibitors that I forgot to mention was Wine and Wigs. And they do a fabulous job of serving wine and transforming who you are and what you look like and how you show up in the world. So what a fun thing.
I am so
looking forward to it.
Oh my God.
And give yourself a great day of renewal and
spend some time. I mean, it's just it's so easy to just pass things off. And there'll be some great opportunities. Like I was asking Jackie already, if there's a hashtag, because I want to grow my business on Twitter. I want to be intentional about my social media and not just make noise. So to me, this show felt like it was about 5 minutes. I hope all of the listeners agreed and that you had some fun with Jackie and me, and that you will check out womensbusinessbootcamp.com and please come up and say hi to Jackie and to Mrs. Green. Make it a great Green week. And Jackie, thanks so much, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Looking forward to it. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye.